Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another program. And today is September 22nd, and it's Wednesday, 2010. So let's start off the session here on the VBS program. And we'll do a clearing for people's traumas that they may have had over the last couple of days here. So trauma clearing, here we go. Think of a trauma that you may have experienced, and we'll see if we can dampen it down for you. Remember, you have to think of it, bring it up in order for the light chip to eliminate it, because they're in the now, and they don't know what you've experienced a second ago until you bring it up. Remember, they only work in the now, so you have to bring your past situation into the current now to have it healed, which means balanced out for you according to what you want to have done to it. And normally what they'll do is take it and dissolve the emotional charge on it. Everything here is emotional on this planet typically. We're on an emotional planet, we'll say. So everything deals with some type of reaction. And that reaction of emotions is normally duality. So whatever is in duality, they balance out and put peace energy in its place. This is how the light ship healings work. So here we go. So think of a trauma. I'll count to five to release it from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's do a clearing here for the darkness to light. This is energies that could be in your body. These could be alien life forms that wish to go to the light, but they have no way of doing that because if they approach the light themselves, they would not make it. In fact, they would be disintegrated. Another word is terminated. So here we go. They have a chance now to come into the light. For them, what it means is that they're able to have their body form that they have now, whatever that looks like. Remember, they're invisible to you. And that body form now can come into the light of the source energy of light, and it will have a spirit in that body. So we're going to do some clearing for people. You might feel these things actually energetically and or physically move out of you. So here we go. This is your opportunity to come into the light. So I'll count to 10 here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, do some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, seeing the fast chat here from Light requesting we do a clearing for people who are tired. So is everyone complaining or complained today? We're feeling very tired. Okay. So I'll describe that. That's probably from what happened maybe Monday or a little bit before that. The light ship was battling a lot of the alien energies out there. And they took away one of the major groups of aliens that was keeping us in time. So what happens is when you're in time, you deal with emotional stuff because that's how the time works. And like I said, time is duality. So when the light ship released this time energy, I'm not saying it got rid of all the time, but when we released this one particular alien race that's been on this planet for a long time, use time again naturally, they were making people react and respond to it continuously. So sometimes once that's released from you and then you try to figure out how you are to live your life because you're used to having an emotional situation in duality to make you feel like you are alive, okay? Remember, some people are so used to being driven by the emotional energies or being driven by their work doing things, okay, since most people do have a job and work, that when this energy of time is released, all of a sudden you might feel like you're maybe worthless. You might feel like, gee, I feel like just doing nothing today. You could feel like you've been disconnected from the source, because naturally that gave you energy, which wasn't the source, but the energy around you, which you might think is a source, causing you to have a reaction to living here. Once that's released, then all of a sudden you're in peace, and you don't feel like you're living any longer. You just feel like you're a zombie, which is not the case. It's because you're in peace energy. So I hope I'm explaining this properly for everybody. So you might look at that and realize that, you know, you're actually more peaceful, and the duality making you jump back and forth through reacting in situations, etc., or even doing your work in the daytime at a job, which is still a reaction because it's cause and effect, right? Then all of a sudden, you may realize that people around you may be feeling the same way, and they're tired because there's nothing to fight any longer. So they're trying to figure out what to do next. And the tiredness is because they cannot forcefully use their force energy to, like, bounce off of the walls, okay, because the time is released. There's no more time, at least from this one alien race that was controlling a majority of the population here. So hopefully I answered that question. So let's do a clearing now for people who feel tired, and that's probably only because you're completely at peace. Remember, to just think of when you go in and you're really upset, and you go to a massage practitioner, we'll say, or you go into a hot tub, and all of a sudden you become very relaxed. So that could make you possibly feel tired, another way of saying relaxed, okay, because you just don't feel like doing anything. So here we go. We're going to do some spirit infusion to bring you more into spirit with that awareness of peace, which you might complain to of being tired. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to do this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And it is possible that all the energies that were out there before that your body was used to combating now is maybe falling upon you too. It's a possibility. Remember, your past is with you. And maybe now is time for your body to do a healing on all this situations and upset that you've had for your whole lifetime, because now you're able to heal it. Where before you never saw this situation either. You just knew that you had to respond continuously to toe the mark in the aisle lane, we'll say, on the freeway of duality. And now there's no more freeway. So you want to get rid of that energy. So here we go. We'll get rid of some of the energy from the past, which could very well be that wanting to get released from you, because you've been there, done that, and there's no way to get rid of it unless you release it. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And a question about, do we have our same body or is it more etheric? No, you have the same body, just that the body is no longer responding, at least right now. I can only talk in the now here, to that particular alien race that was keeping us in a very controlled time pattern. So if you notice, you should feel freer, but your body's freer. It's not that you change any frequencies at all with your body. This, in a sense, kind of saying could be like how you would feel if you had a sample of being on a different planet that was created by the light, pure love energy. That's how it would feel to you, in a sense. Or you could say this is kind of like a little glimpse of like the pre-ascension time coming, okay? to where you're not in judgment. So let's see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia? And how could you say
yes,
you're
here.
Perceiving these last few days here?
What's that?
How are you perceiving these last few days about maybe less mind control and, you know, being in duality? Have you seen people around you behaving a little differently or anything, or strangely, or more relaxed, less confrontational? You know, there's all different emotions that go with, you know, duality of being in time. So what do you think, Sylvia?
Well, I did notice for myself that Monday was very challenging energetically. It was just very, you know, the tiredness or just dealing with a lot of energies. So then it seemed like there was a lifting up after that, and that, you know, things went pretty smoothly after that for myself. So I also noticed a lot of different changes where I live in the sky with the cloud patterns and whatnot. So, you know, sometimes it's a matter of sorting out what is it that's making me feel the way that I'm feeling right now, you know. There's so many different factors here that we're dealing with. But feels pretty good today, and I want to say hi and welcome to everyone on the Fast Chat, and there are quite a few questions here, some really interesting ones regarding the Ascension. So are you up for a few questions, Ron?
Yep, sure, ready to go. So
okay. So let's see, we have Abby asking about after the Ascension time, when we are no longer in the universe of time, do we then incarnate in a body, and is it a different kind of a body, more of an etheric body, and what is it like going to be like in that time of living outside of the duality?
Well, you pick a body, just like you picked a body here, because all dimensions have to have physicality to have an experience. So even though you may not be able to see in other, say, universes of light, it's kind of hard to describe this here, because I'm using the term dimensions, and in the light, there's no such thing as dimensions. But to make it sound proper down here, let's just say that you were here on this planet in the light, and you looked up and you saw the moon. You would not be able to astral travel to the moon or any of the stars, because where you live is where you are. And so all of your focus is in that particular area or on this planet, okay, to have this whole experience. So you're not a multidimensional being bouncing around the universe of light to see everything that's there. In your next incarnation, then you have the choice, maybe if you wish to go to the moon, we'll say you could. But then you would not come back here because you were there previously. So you're only in one place at one time in one incarnation. And that's just the way it works. And there's no judgment. So you're just living life in pure peace, creating and looking at your creations and not judging them. And if there's other beings there, which you probably are, they're all going to like what you're doing too, and you're going to like what they're doing. And that's what you enjoy, is just having a wonderful life. So I think we heard a beep out there. So somebody out there?
Yeah, hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello. As you were speaking here, I have a question. I want to tell you what's happened to me lately, but the travel in the true universe of light, in the universe of true light, I should say, the original source creation, it how do they go from planet to planet? Do they have spaceships?
Okay, they probably would not do that. So they would not create something that flies like that, to my knowledge, okay?
Okay.
All that's created here is done through lower light levels of the darkness, or maybe upper light levels of the light of the darkness. So there's really no need to have anything like a UFO to move around in. And you normally do not go, like I said, to other locations. Where you are is where you are, and that's where you live your life. And that's kind of the way it works.
Okay, and people there don't feel restricted by that. They're just happy where they are.
Just very happy where you are. Yeah, you're happy to be where you are because you're living that incarnation to the fullest. We're here, people want to go out and do many things, just like taking, say, drugs, psychedelics, we'll say, to try to enhance their experience. Really, all they're doing is escaping this reality and not living it fully, okay? So that could be like another flip side of the coin of maybe depression. People get depressed, and maybe they want to take drugs, alcohol, to numb themselves out so they don't actually have to deal with their current reality. But in the light, that doesn't exist. There's no judgment. And without the judgment, and without time pushing on you to create a duality of consciousness where, you know, things are right and wrong, then you feel wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But you're out of time.
I'm trying to use the mind to conceive of what you describe. I've always tried to understand it with this little brain I have. And in essence, it seems like there's one big universe of light where everyone is just happy and peaceful and creative. And then as you drop out of that and it gets denser and denser, you drop into time. And when you're in time, then you have to have machines and you have to travel and there's competition and strife, sadness and pain and all that.
Yeah. Then you have a hierarchy of energies. And that's the light of the darkness to create that so that you always have something to achieve, okay?
Uh-huh.
And up to. And to have more wants. Where in light, you already have everything. You just create, okay? It's already there. You want
right. Well, that's the part that threw me. That's the part that threw me tonight because I always thought that once you got the complete freedom of not being trapped here in the physical body, you would just be able to say, I think I'll go to the moon, and you're there.
Yeah, unfortunately,
but it doesn't work that way. You wouldn't
doesn't
have
work that way. Now, if for some reason we had no duality here completely, and we'll just say that ascension happened yesterday, and there's no more darkness here because the light got rid of the darkness, you would not be able to go to the moon. You'd see the moon. The vehicles that were created for space travel still go to the moon? Yes, they could because it was created here, okay? So it's part of the creation of the old creation. But you probably wouldn't really have any pull to go to the moon because you'd be very focused where you are, just being content.
Okay. Well, that's I've been trying to find the words to describe what's happened to me over the past 3-4 days. I was doing the planetary cording clearings. In the past, I had done the 4-in-1 with the twin flame, and I'd done several of the others. I've been with you for, 3 years now doing the stuff almost daily, you know, on the calls during the week and all. And yet there was still this level I knew I was capable of but wasn't there yet. Well, it seems like this weekend something changed in me. Now, I thought it was the cording removal from the planets, the vortexes, the stars, the wormholes, that whole thing, because I noticed that when I did that, my dreams changed. But then on Sunday, we did the 8-hour call, and one of the things you did was you removed any of the vampiristic, parasitic spider energies and all their dead bodies, carcasses, and toxins and their eggs and children and all that. And so this narcotoxin is what the word came to me while we were doing it, was numbing me out, which is why I wasn't able to perceive a lot of things. I was numbed, but because I was numbed, I didn't know I was numbed, but I knew I was numbed, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. And so after this weekend, I just found out tonight on an earlier call that the light ship had done something with getting time and space constraints off of us. And so when you said that, it was like, that explains it. Because it used to be like I'd walk out the back door of my house, and I'd look at the lake, and I'd go down and I'd swim. I live down here in Florida. We're still doing that. And it's different now. I walk out the door, and the clouds are fluffier somehow. and the grass is greener somehow. And I just feel like there's no hurry, there's no worry. You know, everything's right with creation, and I'm a part of it, and a harmonious part of it. And I don't know how else to explain that to you, other than I did notice a difference. I don't know, I think it's a combination of all these things at once. They just happen to converge on me as being something in particular for me. But I find this this clearing they've done with the removal of the time energies from us took away a density that surrounded me and with the spider toxins and all that, numbing me out. I didn't know that's what was happening. So now that I can perceive with the removal of the toxins that the time has been removed, but I didn't know what it was because I didn't find out about it until today, but it's been going on for a while, you said, right?
Yeah, it's probably been, at least that happened on Monday, thereabouts, and it probably actually started maybe a week from today. So just a question. You said the grass looks greener to you, so your perception of the earth is different now and the clouds look a little different?
Yes, everything is just everything.
Let me put some an input in there. Remember, I've mentioned that we kind of see like what's out there as on a billboard, okay? So let's just hypothetically say that this very, very dark, controlling alien race that put us in time, and there's other ones too, but this one here is, I think, one of the bigger ones, if not the biggest, that's tied to religion here. But the religion, I won't say what it is, but the people are praying daily, constantly to this. But let's just say that one race brought in their own billboard of time, okay? And so what they wanted us to see in time, remember, we're in time seeing their reality of time. And maybe they made the grass not quite as nice looking. Maybe they made the clouds not as nice. And let's just go a little bit further. Let's say that hypothetically maybe there's 10 races doing this here, okay? And then I'll say to you, what timeline are you living in? Now maybe for some reason, maybe what happened in the Gulf a few months back is only on their timeline, okay? And because they're so strong with mind control, they made everybody believe and see, okay, S-E-E, with the videotapes and everything else of the pollution of this planet, okay, to upset people. Maybe, hypothetically, another alien race created 9/11 and made that look like it was real, okay? And so maybe the planet is actually perfectly fine, and all life is fine here, but they're leading us into these parallel lifetimes and or false realities along the timeline, okay? And that's another way to look at it, okay? So remember, what you see with your eyes open is a timeline. And which one are you looking at? So I'll just throw that out to you and everybody listening. For the first-time listeners, it's going to sound pretty far out because you're going to go, I don't know about this here. And like what I say is your neighbor that you can't see right now really there? You know, is the dark side really going to want to bring forth energy to put into a hologram in your neighbor's house? Well, naturally, when you look at your neighbor's house, they will create that hologram. Okay, so it's kind of interesting, you know. Is there really a forest out there if you're not looking at it, okay? Now, if animals live there, of course there has to be. But it's just kind of something to realize. It's the consciousness of the things that are there, okay? So, you know, it gets to be a little stretching of the imagination, but, you know, since you said that you saw things improve with your eyes, that would indicate that some of those veils, maybe, or mind controls that was put on you numbed you out, and now you're able to see more of what true reality looks like. So maybe the true reality is what you're seeing. So does that make a little bit of sense to you?
It's like we're being offered competing timelines. You choose. Do you want the real central one of reality, or do you want the fake one that we're being offered constantly and continuously habituated to? And as we get clearer and clearer with Ron's teachings, with what you're teaching us, we're able to discern that, well, there are two to choose from, and I'm just naturally drawn to the one that's real. And that's when the mind control seems to lessen, drop away. The time control, T-I-M-E control, seems to drop away, and we just naturally float to our natural spirit level, which is totally in the now. There is no time. So I see it as this competition. But, folks, just for the listeners out there, Ron and I are having what you might call a very high-level discussion at the moment, but you don't need to know all this stuff. All you need to know is what's happened to me, which is when I started with him 3 years ago, I was constantly depressed, in and out of depression my whole life. All that's gone. It's just all gone, completely gone. It doesn't happen anymore. It used to be in and out of, got less and less and less and less, and now it doesn't happen. There is no period of depression. First time in my life ever. Three years it took me of working very hard, but because I started 3 years ago, it was much denser then. It's not going to be as hard for you now, so don't think you missed the boat, because things are getting lighter and lighter and lighter and easier for Ron to bring in the energy and keep things clearer, quicker for everybody concerned. So just stick with the program is my advice to everyone out there. Thank you so much, Ron.
Well, thank you, Ed. Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Because you will find as the light ship comes about and does more work closer to us here, and getting rid of these alien races that have controlled humanity here for so long, only because people are bringing them in, asking for it, okay? So it is difficult, you know? How do you kick out something when you open you get them out of the front door and you have 10 back doors open, you know? So it's, it is difficult.
I did a radio show, I'm an author, and I did a radio show today. And a lot of the people that called in were trying to tell me about God because they said I was sounding New Agey. And so just not a lot, but some of them were like that. I was like, oh, you know, we're talking about oxygen. And here they want to bring in their favorite subject. And so finally I said, well, look, Corinthians 13, all right? God is in the temple. The temple is your body. God is in you. God is in your heart. That's all there is to it. I don't belong to any philosophy, religion, teaching, New Age. One of the guys wanted to call me the Tao, the dual, you know, duality follower or something like, I don't know what it was. And I said, no, I'm me. And I live in my heart, and that's all there is to it. That was the end of the discussion. And where could he go from there?
Yeah.
So that's the whole point, folks.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Thank you, Ed.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, so I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was a fascinating discussion. Really interesting, and just love it when people call in for that reason, because just never know what's going to come up. And I think I may have just heard another little beep in the background. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, you did. This is Leanne in Louisiana. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love listening to this call, and thank y'all so much for being here. I wanted to ask a question. I love the show with Chris Angel, and he does some really mind-blowing things. And I thought that maybe Ron or someone could maybe help me understand what is it he's actually doing. Y'all, are you familiar with Chris Angel?
Yeah, there's two people that was doing magical stuff. Is Chris Angel the one that dematerializes and can move and pop up and walk on sides of buildings and walk in the air and stuff? Is that the same person?
Yeah, yeah. And he's got black hair, and his song says, there's no reality, everything is an illusion, and he does some really awesome stuff. And, you know, I believe that anything's possible, and I just thought that maybe y'all might have some understanding of what is it he knows that he's doing. I'd like to do some of it myself.
Well, what he's doing is what I believe he's doing. You can't really quote me on this here, but what I think he's doing is using the energies to move back and forth in time, okay? So
okay.
In one sense, I could probably say that he's a time traveler, okay?
Okay.
And so that's why he can do these strange things because he's able to work with time. And that's probably about all that I can say about him. Remember, the light only does not work in time, okay?
Uh-huh.
So from my understanding of the light doesn't work in time, and anything in time is of darkness, okay? That's what I talk about
okay.
in all my programs. So when you're in time, when you're in the mind, then you're controlled by aliens, and, you know, the planets, the stars, and they can give people, you know, special gifts. But the light only works in the now, and so, you know, that's just the way the light works. So he's
do,
working
do you think
in a
that
time-
maybe he might be partly human and partly something else?
You'd have to look at his eyes. So I haven't seen him for a long time. I saw his, one of his programs a couple years ago on TV or something where he dematerialized, I think, on a beach or something with people in front of him. Then I saw him take another girl with him and show up on a stage someplace.
Right. He does. He takes people. I saw him. He made 100 people disappear. And I'm like, where did they go? Is anybody worried about their family that was up there? I'm just wondering where they went and how they got back.
Yeah, so that's what I talk about that you should not be doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's hard for me to I can only tell you how the light works and not how the reality of time works. I work in time because I have to get rid of the time energy to help people. So
mm-hmm.
when you're in time, you're in darkness, and that's the problem. So what I would say, like I talk on many of my shows, if you're curious about somebody, there's a lot of energies. I've been mentioning this for probably the last year at least, especially when I go to New York. There's a lot of clones mm-hmm. walking around, okay? Have you ever seen a clone yourself?
No, how would I recognize one?
Okay, there's two different types. One type of mm-hmm. clone will have really, really dark-looking eyes with no light coming out of them, like they're vacant, okay? Just
mm-hmm.
like they were just eyes that were manufactured someplace, like in a
mm-hmm.
toy store, okay? Like
mm-hmm.
a glass eye, and nothing's there looking back at you, okay? So you do
mm-hmm.
see those in some of the horror movies on TV where they probably put like a black contact over somebody's eye, right?
Yeah, and they
so
have
you
no
probably
pupil.
Have seen that.
Yeah.
So some clones have that. Some clones, and they all have no energy in their body, so you cannot really feel them as being human, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is the newer clones now have very, very, very bright eyes. And the clone normally, facial features are typically symmetrical because naturally they're being manufactured. Why would they make somebody that doesn't look perfect? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same technology. Why would they make somebody that's not really nice looking? Okay? And so a lot of the new clones are perfect body weight, perfect body build, and they don't age, okay? Or what they do when they start getting older, when the clone starts to age, they'll bring up a new clone in its place. If you happen to recognize somebody who is a clone, and you go, gee, this person just had a couple of twins, maybe, and there's no stretch marks on them, and they look like they are about 10 years younger or something. So that's kind of what happens. And so you can look at them, and a lot of the newer clones will have really bright, maybe blue, dull eyes. And they have the false light coming out of them, and they're crystal clear. So you can just check that out. So what I would say is, you know, when you see people, then look at their eyes. Are their eyes scary, or are they full of light? If they're scary looking, then they're probably not human. That's what your question was. And being not human, or maybe half human or whatever, that would probably be a clone. So did I answer the question for you?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And the clones would come in just to play with reality with people?
No, the clones are probably going to be here at the 2012 Ascension time. They're getting geared
up. Why would they do that? What's the purpose of the clone?
The clones are just to look like there's people on this planet, okay?
Look like okay.
Look like they're people. Remember, they look like people. So
when more people start So when the ascension process happens, they want to make the other people that are left behind believe that there are people here still?
Yeah, that's correct. This is the people. Remember, they're doing a 2012. Something's going to happen in 2012, okay? And some people also believe that it's going to be the ascension time. Okay, the end of the world.
I kind of have a feeling it's going to be later. What do you think about 2012? Do you think things are going to be happening in 2012 or later?
I only work in the now, where the light works. Could happen in a second from now. Could happen in whenever. The light doesn't give any predictions. Okay, so there's no way to know.
Okay.
So what I think the clones are here to do is to probably, as the people that are here physically leave and go to a dark side universe who believe in something's going to happen in 2012, okay, and something will happen. That's why on my website I have the 2012 Ascension clearing to get yourself so that you'll be connected to the light versus being quartered by the darkness, okay? So what they can do is take away the population and then bring clones back here so the people that you said, you know, that are left will still see people here. So you may still see your neighbor, but their eyes may not look the same. They may look identical because they're a clone. So they'll clone the people that are here. And I did a show on this here, or maybe I talked about it. I think maybe last Friday we did a show, and then we had the Q&A after that. So it gets kind of negative sounding. But remember, if you don't know what's going to happen, or at least have some kind of understanding, and you have to go to your heart. Ask your spirit what's going to happen. But, you know, if you see clones around, which you probably will start looking for them, they'll show up, then, you know, just check out their eyes. If you walk past somebody and they don't have any energy in their body, that's a clone. And so, you know, the easiest way to find a clone is to look for, since you're, a female, look for a really gorgeous man, okay? And, you know, you're going to start seeing these men around that are perfect body builds, and they look great. You know, maybe you may want to date one or something. Look at them really close, and maybe a clone. Same with the men, looking at women, you know. And so they're always going to be a perfect specimen.
Would you want to be around a clone or
no.
get in a relationship with a clone?
No.
You get in a relationship with a clone?
In that relationship with clones, yeah, you don't want to be in one, no, because there's nothing there.
Because they're heartless, because they have no emotion, or they're heartless, or?
Yeah, all they have is a program to run. They run a program.
Okay.
And the program learns. It's kind of like having a robotic person.
And then also I was reading about the light ship and the multidimensional self, and you kind of go back and forth to the light ship, right?
I do, yes.
Or you're there both places at the same time.
That is correct, yes. I'm a light beam doctor.
And how can I go to the light ship?
I do calls for $20 Monday and Fridays. I just got off of one earlier. So if you want to go there, it's $20. You can use PayPal. Our next session will be on Friday. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we're on the light ship for an hour for physical healings.
And would I actually, will I really be there? Or will I, in my mind, think I'm there, but be doubting whether or not I'm making it mind?
Your mind doesn't have a clue. The mind energy that you have stays here because the mind is the darkness. And so your mind could talk you out of being there. Because it doesn't want to believe it, okay? But your heart knows that it's there, and your body's up there physically. So you're bilocated. You're here and you're here time. So, yes, most people who go to the light ship do understand that, that they are there. They can see the energies. The ones that can, if they have an animal, they watch your animals. We take animals up, and they will respond instantly.
Yes. I'm having one of my animals has a few health problems.
Just get on the call on Monday, and we take up animals and pets.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much. I don't want to take up all of y'all's time. I could sit here forever with you and ask a zillion questions.
Okay, well, come on the Q&A if you want, to Friday. It'll start at 8 o'clock PST.
On DBS?
No, it'll be after that. I'll give you the phone number. Maybe.
Okay.
Do you have the fast chat up on the on your computer?
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, if you have the fast chat, we'll type the number in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling. And what's your first name?
Leanne.
Leanne. Okay, Leanne.
All right.
Thank you. So
thank
I'll just
you.
Say it for everybody. So Friday after the Station 2 BBS program from 7 to 8, the phone number is 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009, and then you hit the pound sign. So it's the same number that we've had in the past. So if you already have it written down, it's the same number. And the call goes on for, I like to be about an hour in length. It does go a little bit longer sometimes, an hour and a half, because we do get into some topics. But that's just the way it is. So I guess I'll thank you for calling, and I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace? She's just away a little bit, so let's we'll do a clearing here. We'll do another clearing. Let's do a clearing for physical body pain. So if you have any pain in your body, just think of it right now. And here we go. So I'll count to 10, and let's energize the light beam too. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, and we'll put some energy into the light beam. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's so that feels for everybody. We'll do it again here for pain release. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, pain release clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Ed has an interesting question here. If your maid was a clone, oh no. Does your child have a spirit or not, basically? Boy, that's a good one, Ed. I don't think that it would, mainly because the genetics, we'll say, hypothetically, we'll just say it's 50-50, okay? A half from you that would be normal, then half that would not be. The spirit cannot enter into the clone, okay? So clones cannot have a spirit put into them. And so more than likely, if you did have a baby with that person, that baby then would be more than likely 100% clone using maybe your sperm or your egg, depending, you know, if you're male or female. And it would not be a physical representation. They just use part of you to bring forth the appearance. Okay? So, no, I don't think that a spirit would ever come into a clone body. I can't even... see, you know, I'm checking out on the light ship and in quarantine, and no way could a spirit ever attach itself to a clone. Okay, now they could put in they being the alien race or whoever is doing this here with that technology could bring in an artificial spirit that may look like the spirit of the light, but it will not be the same. But it could appear to be as an illusion. So that's kind of what I would perceive here. So, no, it will not ever have a spirit in it. Once there's any kind of clone energy at all, forget it. The spirit will never come into a clone body. It's impossible. So, Sylvia, you back there in cyberspace?
Yeah, I'm here, and let's see, we have some questions on the fast chat and also a couple of requests. So, Ren is asking which barcode you recommend doing first for somebody who's starting out, the Spirit or the Ascension 2012?
Probably the Spirit one, because we're not at 2012 yet. If you were to ask me that question, we'll say 6 months before 2012, you know, on that date, I would definitely say to do the 2012 one first, because remember, those energies are here now, okay? And they'll just be getting a little bit more stronger as people bring forth more information about 2012, which will bring in more alien energies here, okay? But as you start tapping into it, let's just say that you read, you got on the internet or you read in the newspaper a movie about 2012 or something, or what's going to happen. Somebody wrote maybe a paragraph on some website about it. Well, right away, you're connected to 2012. Okay, now, everything that deals with 2012, just like on your search engine, okay, on your computer, they will attach to you anything with the 2012 date on it. Okay, this is why we have the natal chart clearing, to get rid of these letters and numbers and things. We also have a clearing for, I believe it's symbols, okay? And that's normally under the, like, spells and witchcraft. And that's also in the self-empowerment section, which is $50 for 6 weeks. So you can get those off of you also that way. Remember, once you connect to a particular, say, situation or something like that, then automatically you are going to be connected quarter to with that. This is probably why you're feeling much better right now, because that energy of time that the aliens have brought to us here, that one race is being kind of dissolved. Hopefully it'll be out of here completely, but right now you're feeling the benefits. So I would say, you know, first do this, you know, the spirit one to get your spirit so that it won't be abducted. And then from there, do maybe the barcode one. Now, if you happen to be over 30, you should also probably do, and especially if you know about some close calls, do the alien death barcode. That helps so many people feel better, because you've already probably have went through maybe one or two barcodes when you're at the age of 30 of death and dying. So you want to get your energy back to your body, because you may have lost a third of it already, not knowing why you're tired all the time. I'm not saying that the reason why you're tired the last few days is because of having a death barcode, although you might have felt like you died because you lost the energy of the law of cause and effect, right? That's what it is in a timeline. And so I can probably tell you that the aliens that are maybe trapped here or are working, listening to the program even, probably love this, because they're getting freed up. Eventually what's going to happen, I think, is the aliens that are trapped in the density from another controlling alien, okay, with mind control, and they may not be good themselves, but they're going to realize that they're trapped. And that will probably be the saving grace here on this planet eventually, as more of these alien races that are more physical get involved and start to get rid of the aliens that are physical that are causing harm here. So remember, it's still as above, so below, just like we have here. You have superpowers and non-superpowers, and the superpower normally takes precedent and control over the ones underneath it, like a pecking order. But that's what will probably happen here. That's why we have the Darkness to Light clearing on, to help the aliens. This is why we do a lot of shows here. And they have a chance now to understand that there is a way they can change, and that change that's out there is to come into the light. And maybe they were in the light and they got sold out. You know, maybe they got bad genetics somewhere along the line, which was full of darkness. and they want to get back into the light. Remember, if they have a spirit in them, the spirit knows the truth. That's the nice thing. And they're able then at that point to, you know, retain more light. So, you know, people say, Ron, is there any good aliens out there? Well, at this point, I would say more than likely I haven't really seen that many of them, okay? So, you know, where are they? You know, at some point I'd like to come on the show and say, man, we got about 100 alien races that are battling these darkness. Look up in the clouds and look at these alien wars and look at all this fighting going and look at the thunderstorms with the lightning going from left to right in the sky, not going up and down, but going left to right. And watch how, like when the light ship fights these aliens, the ones of darkness, which is what we talk about, you'll notice that the clouds will stand still. The light ship freezes time. And when they do that, these things can't move. And then they take them out. And you will see these things actually physically disappear before your eyes. And it could take as little as a minute or two to maybe an hour. And if your whole sky is filled full of clouds, that could be gone within 2 hours, especially dark clouds. And so, anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have just a little bit of time left. We have a request for a special type of clearing for Alexander. He says, can we do a clearing for feeling like I'm being crushed by something big?
Okay, so not knowing what that is, could be some kind of interference coming your way, possibly. Let's take away the duality energy. So let's just look at that here. So here we go. The energy of duality that is crushing you, maybe that energy wants you to think that by being out of time that you don't feel like something's happening to you. So they're bringing you energy, forcing you back into the timeline, okay? So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3. This will work for everybody else listening naturally. 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I think we got maybe a couple minutes to go here because we got on a little bit later, I think.
Okay, well, thank you for doing that clearing. And Alexander is also asking, he says he's 18 years old and he's wondering if he has any death barcodes that he needs to clear.
You do have one right now on you, yes. And you have one that I see coming up around 23.
Okay.
So if that helps you... your previous one feels like around 14, 15. I would say close to 15. So I think the age of 14, close to 15. You can look at your life to see if you had any close calls there, possibly. You know, maybe saying, gee, that car almost ran over me, or, man, I'm sure glad the brakes worked good in that car I was in, you know, or whatever. Or, wow, that was a close call. Anything like that was probably what it was, okay?
Or maybe a reduction in life force energy.
Yeah, or if you feel a little more tired now, feel like you're losing your youth. Although being 18, you're probably pretty charged up. But it feels like right now you probably have four of them in place, okay? That's what I would say. The last one that I see, if you were to live to about maybe 40 or a little bit past that, possibly you have one sitting there, okay? And all these will affect you. Remember, they're just waiting in time, like a time bomb, to get you. So you will feel the energy on it if you're a little in tune or more in tune with your body than you know a lot of people. Most people don't feel the ones that are, you know, pretty distant. So, you know, you're looking at over 20 years away for the last one there. But you might actually feel the relief. So I would say definitely do that. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Well, our time is up. It's just about 8 o'clock Pacific, so we have to say goodnight to everyone. But like Ron was saying earlier, we have our radio show Friday night at 7 Pacific. And also following that, for anybody that's interested in coming on to the free Q&A call, that starts a few minutes after the show ends, the radio show ends. And to get onto that, you just dial 646-519-5800, and then you enter the PIN. And, Ron, what's the PIN again? 9009. Okay, so that's for everyone who'd like to come onto the free Q&A call after the Friday night show. So I'll just say good night and blessings, everyone, and back over to you, Ron.
Hey, same here. Blessings. We have our 8-hour Sunday call coming up. Get rid of alien life forms, so you can go on that on the website and sign up. So blessings, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. And remember, you're out of time for a while. Maybe forever. Who knows? One timeline is released. Bye, everybody.